Clock. Okay, if you've kind of been following along, we're doing a little bit different this afternoon. We've got two speakers. We just finished with Mike Marcellus from up in New York. You know, there's a common thing, but before I get to that, in case you missed our conversation with Mike, I've got three words which I focus on every Friday afternoon: healthy, positive, and proactive. Now, our second speaker this afternoon is going to be talking about contract cleaning in the 21st century and what he's doing differently in his market with his company. Now, this operation is focusing on what's called on-site generation of their cleaning solutions, and they've learned a way to leverage this advancement in sustainable technologies. I'm not going to try to explain it because you're not here to listen to me. You're here to listen to Ward Prine. He is from Corporate Caddy Janitorial out of another cold place that I'm familiar with, Omaha, Nebraska. How is it, Ward?
Hi, Dave. How are you? Well, it's you actually caught us on a pretty cold day, about 15 degrees. Not the best. So I'm glad to be inside today, Dave.
Well, I think a lot of our audience is probably listening from inside, and so everybody's nice and toasty. Who is Corporate Caddy?
Yeah, so Corporate Caddy Janitorial, I started it from scratch in 2009 with one account. That was a car dealership quite frankly, I don't know if I want another one, but it was a great way to actually learn the janitorial business and understand how hard it can be, because they're very demanding at car dealerships. So you got to be on top of your ball game. But I dragged my wife and my brother into it. So luckily, one's still married to me, and the other one's still my brother. So
hey, I can relate to what you're saying, Ward, because I can guarantee you, the family that got and started with me back in the 80s, they don't want to have anything to do with my cleaning stuff.
Yeah, that's right. So really, from 2009 to 2016, now I've got a company of about a little over 60 employees, and I clean over 1 million square feet a night here in the Omaha metro area. I'm not quite sure of the square footage, but I know it's well over 1 million, and just enjoying the growth rate.
Hey, what happened between 2009 and now? Come on, give us some history, man.
Well, you know, I was 2009 through 2000, right at the beginning of 2012, doing things traditional ways, just like most building service contractors are doing. And then I was introduced to a sustainable cleaning technology that was in research and development that's right here in Omaha, Nebraska, and they needed a guinea pig. So I guess I looked like a pretty good guinea pig.
No. Hey, you said that. I didn't. But I got to tell you, I know what that's like because, you know, in the cleaning industry, there's always somebody coming out and they need to vet it.
Yeah, that's right. And so they came to me and they said that they've got an on-site, on-demand cleaning technology they feel is going to be good for the Jansan market. So I tried it for 30 days in one of my big buildings. Well, at that time, a big building was about 100,000 square feet. And
what type of building?
It's a commercial building that is housed by a large insurance group here in Omaha, Nebraska.
Okay, so and, office buildings is what we're talking
yep.
about. A lot
yep,
of people, a lot of desks, a lot of dirty hands.
Yep, a lot okay. of it. A
All
lot
right.
of restrooms, break rooms, things of that nature, big lobbies with waterfalls, and a beautiful building. And, of course, at that time when I heard about this, I mean, back in those days, that was 2012. That's when engineered water wasn't really heard of that much. And I was very skeptical, but yet I wanted to listen and wanted to try it. And what I found out was my custodians loved it. And that was first and foremost. My custodians loved it because they were using a product that wasn't caustic whatsoever. It was produced on site, on demand. That meant that, you know, we didn't have to ship bottles of chemicals there and have them spray it into the restrooms and using it in like toilet bowl cleaner, breathing it in every day. They went away from that.
And so you went beyond this insurance facility at some point. This isn't your main business now today, is it?
No, it's not. I introduced it to a a hospital system here in Omaha, Nebraska, one of the largest in Nebraska, actually. And they took their time looking at my company and the technology that I'm using, but they vetted us for about 2 years.
So they had to vet you because you were doing something different. They wanted to see if you really knew what you were doing or not.
That's right. Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, they came into my facilities where I was using the technology, wanted to see how patrons and the owners of the buildings liked it, and they were sold on it. And then in 2014, that's when they started hiring me to clean one facility first, and now it's led into multiple facilities for them.
So that's why you've got to 60 staff and 1 million square feet, because now we're doing hospitals and we've got sustainable programs.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
Okay, so audience, if you've never heard about on-site generation, I'm going to ask Ward to tell us, what is on-site generation? Why is it different than what we're doing?
Well, on-site generation there's a number of different companies out there in the United States that provide it. Some of them provide it by mixing salt with electricity, and that's how they're able to actually provide a product that's a very good cleaner and a sanitizer, you know, on-site, on-demand for their custodians.
I think that's the whole thing. They don't have to have it shipped in. They're using what they have to create something. That's on-site generation.
That's exactly right.
Okay, but you said some people, you don't use this?
Yeah, some people use other forms of on-site generation, like the technology that I use. It doesn't use salts or anything like that. It's simply using cold water, the air that we breathe, and electricity.
Hang on, Ward. You said cold water?
Yeah, I know.
I know the audience is probably getting a shocker right here. You mean you use electricity and cold water? Now, we've always known in the cleaning industry you use hot water with everything.
That's right. Yeah. Well, cold water with this technology from CleanCore Technologies is using the technology of aqueous ozone. And ozone is nothing new whatsoever.
No.
In America, we've been using it over 100 years to clean our water so that we can drink it.
The drinking water that we've been drinking.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Right. And what we do is very similar in nature, how ozone is created through lightning. Actually, CleanCore provides the technology for my company on-site, on-demand, through electricity, through a generator that's on no-touch cleaning system or a fill station where we fill up our auto scrubbers and our carpet extractors. So we're using the powerful Mother Nature's most powerful oxidizer, ozone, to clean our facilities.
Okay, so if people haven't used ozone or don't know what it is, what is making ozone work? Is it a certain chemical in it? What makes it work?
Yeah, so what happens, just like in nature where there's two oxygen molecules that are in the air, when they're introduced to lightning, they split apart, and that weak-bonded oxygen molecule wants to connect, and does, with the two other oxygen molecules, which makes three of them, which makes the ozone molecule, O3. So in nature, when that's created, it attacks any type of pathogen or bacteria and kills it on contact. So that rain smell, Dave, that you smell a lot down there in Florida, that's ozone that you're smelling. So it's Mother Nature's way of preserving the environment.
Okay, wait a minute. You got a lightning bolt generator?
We actually do, yeah. Yeah, CleanCore provides, that's exactly right. They provide a generator that's right on the applications, whether it be the CleanCore Caddy or the fill station, that produces ozone, aqueous ozone, on-site, on-demand. And the key to the technology for CleanCore are tiny little bubbles of ozone gas called nanobubbles that are put into the water. So when my custodians are cleaning a facility, whether it be the toilets, the urinals, the fixtures, the sinks, the floors, they're spraying out water, but it's got tiny little bubbles of ozone gas that oxidize those surfaces.
Okay, so this is non-toxic to them or toxic?
Non-toxic. It's using only water. And the beautiful thing about aqueous ozone, the tiny little bubbles disperse rather quickly after they do their job of cleaning, and then it reverts right into oxygen and water.
So I'm not going to get a rash on my arm or anything like that when I use this?
Dave, not whatsoever. I mean, that's one reason why I love this technology, and because of the fact that it's so good for the custodians and my employees. I've not had one incident or accident that is related to any type of product that I've used with CleanCore.
Okay, and so if your people haven't had any of this issue, then that means your clients haven't had the issue as well.
That's right. Yeah, no, all my big healthcare system, nobody at their facilities with our technology, with CleanCore technology, has been injured or hurt or anything. Actually, they use it a lot to rub on their hands, and it brings a soft feeling to your hands. And quite frankly, I mean, that's the number one reason why I use this technology, because it's so safe for the employees. And it is sustainable. It sends a very good message of environmentality, as Disney World down there calls it. But it just sends a great message to your employees and your staff. And if you've got a happy staff, you've got some very good workers out there for you.
Well, but you're also talking, you've got happy clients. And I think I always teach, you know, whenever I talk about clients, I'm not talking about external clients only. I'm talking internal. You're taking care of both with one thing.
That's exactly right. Well, Vince Elliott, who is a Jansan consultant, said this a few years ago, that over 600,000 workers a year are injured by misuse of chemicals every year.
Wow, that's a lot.
That's a lot. With my company, I simply don't have that anymore. I don't have the...
So you're not part of this risk management issue then?
That's right. Yep.
Wow.
That's exactly right.
That's got to be helping the bottom line of your business too.
It is. And a healthcare facility... and a system that they know I'm using this technology. It also helps with indoor air quality. They know that I'm not cleaning their restrooms and large lobbies with chemicals. So they know that that's not going to be in their HVAC systems and possibly getting to other patrons in their facilities, like patients.
So what we're not doing is we're not using a chemical in one area and the HVAC system, pulling the vapors from that, putting it into another area where it might be a critical care area where I won't want that.
That's exactly right.
Yep. Okay, so this isn't the only thing. I mean, because you said sustainable practices. You're not just using one type of product or practice here.
Right. Yeah, I do use I'm a big believer of a hydrogen peroxide type of product like Envirox when I need to use it.
Hey, I've used it for years.
Yeah, and it's made out of, their packaging is made out of post-consumer products, which blends right into my sustainable theme for my company. I also use a product line called Delamo. That's a company line out of California where very much like a Rubbermaid products, like their cans and your dollies and things of that nature that are made out of 80% post-consumer products, really made out of old rubber tires.
So, sustainability can be in a lot of different ways. And I think that's what a lot of people don't realize. And in the custodial industry, we can bring these things in. And I think that's what you're saying here. You are kicking out the old methods of doing things, bringing in new technology. And this is why I said, when I listened to Ward's message, this is really cleaning in the 21st century, not the 20th century. And I think that's what I like about what you've been saying.
Yep, that's. I hope that's the message that I'm sending.
receiving it. I don't know about the audience today, but I'm receiving it.
Oh, that's good.
You know, here's the thing is I don't know anybody, including myself, and I hope that's not true. This is true for you. Are you satisfied yet?
No, never satisfied. We are constantly going out and marketing what we do. And actually, what happens when you get to a certain level, it seems like more and more people are hearing about it. And they want you to come and tell them about what you have, other hospital systems, other clinics, schools want you to come in and talk about it. And it's funny how it happens by word of mouth when you start doing something like this.
Now, I got a Mike that was just on doesn't like networking by word of mouth. It's good, but I think you're also talking about, you know, success breeds success, and that's what we're talking about here. But now you're on here today to actually use networking and this broadcast to tell people what you're doing. I think you have, well, you've proven a concept that works, but what industry, where?
It obviously works in healthcare, but if you're a building service contractor out there and your main targets are schools or higher education like universities, whether it be daycare centers, churches, those are big targets for sustainability and definitely very, very ripe for the picking.
You know, what's interesting about your conversation today and everything that we're saying here is, you know, I came from St. Louis, the Midwest. You're from the Midwest, the heart of it. And I'm now here on the East Coast, and I always heard, well, you just don't understand. In the Midwest, we're slow, we're behind. Sustainability isn't a big issue. And I'm like, hey, here you are in the heartbeat of it, and sustainable is all you're doing.
Yep, that's exactly right. Yeah, we're, you know, I think we're progressive here in the Midwest somewhat. We're kind of stubborn and stuck in our ways too a little bit. But we can be progressive. So,
okay. So any parting words for the audience before I give them a couple things here?
No, I look forward to coming down on the 12th and, talking to your folks that are going to come and learn a little bit from me, from one custodian to another and about how sustainability and the theme of sustainability has really helped my company.
Now, I think one of the things I want you to understand, audience, is he talked about two different things, on-site generation and engineered water. Now, at GCI, I have a course that we engineered earlier this year. We just released it, and Ward and his group kind of helped vet us with this course. It's called Engineered Water. It helps you understand the behind the scenes of what engineered water is. You know, what we're trying to do is make you a better educated consumer when it comes to these subjects and these issues. And what Ward's been talking to you about, he's going to be here on the 12th here in Orlando. We've got an afternoon, or maybe it's a morning. Hey, whatever it is, go online. Our page, we get a lot of questions on where you can go to get this education from Ward and other people. Go to our gym website, that's gymsupply.net. Go to the education tab. On there, you'll see our class schedule of everything, including Ward's session with us. If you can't find what you want there or you want to like me, I know I've got a bald head, but hey, anyway, like me on Facebook, share that. Let people know, network that way, if you will. I also have a website because we all have to do all of this social media. BeyondCleanWithDave.com. There's lots of information out there. We just started putting up some how-to videos. We're trying to cover it all. You know, that's all for our show today. You can watch me each and every Friday afternoon. I'm always live right here from Orlando, 1 p.m. Eastern time. I'm not going to make another mistake. So, you know, hey, I guess it's over. I'm Dave Thompson. Keep changing your future. Keep those changes healthy, positive, and proactive. And remember my mantra, I am a janitor and I save lives. Now hang on just a minute. I'm not quite done with you yet. So stay tuned after this short break. I want to tell you what's coming up next Friday.
You have been listening to Beyond Clean with Dave and his guest. Sharing what you learn with others is what turns knowledge into professional development. This weekly broadcast is archived for just that reason. Dave would love to hear from you, whether it is to share your experiences privately or on air with Dave. Have a request, need to learn more, or want to take a full certification course on a subject? Just reach out to us at Gym Supply, and we will help you access the right solution for your needs. Live classes are hosted each week at one or more of our four locations in Central Florida. These range from a one-hour class to a week-long ISSA Master Technician training. Need Dave to bring a class to you? The mobile
Okay, folks, we had a little bit of trouble with the video, but hey, that's okay. Next Friday, I'm going to be joined right here in studio, Jess Badwin with the Southern Ute Indian Tribe is going to be here in Orlando. He's taking my master's green certification course. He's going to be live with me to talk about facility certifications and what the GCI program has done for his staff and their relationship with the tribe. Now, you know, I'm very happy to be a part of their program. I've watched it grow over the years. They're actually moving towards their second gold certified facility. It's going to be a wonderful session. He's got so many things to talk about. I can't tell you about it all here. Come back next Friday afternoon, 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Catch me live again. Have a good afternoon.